It's the Nahum Segal Network. Welcome to the segment we call By the Book, brought to you by Koren Publishers. Go to korenpub.com. Again, that's korenpub.com. All the information about their releases, all the information about the incredible works that they have. Again, Koren Publishers is korenpub.com. Well, today we have the opportunity to speak to a wonderful old friend. I'm referring to Cantor Shimon Kramer. Cantor Shimon Kramer is responsible for the Koren Zimrat Haaretz Birkon with CD. And maybe I should be more clear and say that he's responsible for the CD portion of this Birkon. It's a musical CD by the world-renowned Cantor Shimon Kramer. You can infuse your home with the spirit of Shabbat. The Koren Zimrat Haaretz Birkon features an introduction and translation brought by Jonathan Sachs. The Shabbat blessings, Birkat HaMazon, and popular Shabbat Zmirot, award-winning color photos of Israel's natural beauty, and the music CD with elegant melodies of acclaimed soloist Shimon Kramer. This is from our friends at Koren and Cantor Shimon Kramer. We say welcome to the Nahum Segal Network.
Old friend, Nahum, old.
Hey, I didn't say we emphasize the word old. I was just giving a reference to everybody so they understand that we know each other for a while. That's all.
We have. Thank you for having me on the show.
Have you had a chance to actually look at the Birkon itself, or are you just basically concentrated on the music part and have not really seen the Birkon yet?
So, no, I was quite involved in the design of the Birkon. They came around and took some pictures, and there's some nice pictures of the family in it, and we did the some credits at the front and did some stuff at the front. So I was kind of involved in that too a bit.
And
yes, I've seen it. It's beautiful. I'm amazed how beautiful, not amazed, I'm, it's incredible how well it came out. I'm excited that it's ready to go.
And just to, so that people understand, a Birkon is what many people call a bencher. So people understand that this is what's used for the beginning part of the Shabbos table ceremony, for the middle part, the Zmirot, and of course, toward the end at any time, whether it's Shabbat or not, when it's time to say Birkat HaMazon, when it's time to bench, when it's time to wrap up the meal. So that essentially tells us what a Birkon is. Again, for many, they may not have realized that a bencher and Birkon are the same thing. So there you have it.
Yes, that's true. Yes, and the Zmirot are in there. That's what we concentrated on for the CD, and it just came out beautifully. I'm very happy with that.
You know what's interesting? Shimon Kramer's with us. You know what's interesting? I thought of this early this morning. It must have, when one starts to explore, and I know there are many traditional tunes, so it's not like, I know that, if we went ahead and picked, the Zmiro's hits, it might be easier to do than we think, because there are some that are real, real classics. But nonetheless, when one goes ahead and tries to create a musical CD along with a Birkon, every paragraph, practically every sentence in many ways, has so many options for you, has so many directions, has so many different tunes that you could use to convey to everybody musically.
So when we started this project, it was actually interesting because there were two separate projects. I originally wanted to make an album of my family's Zmiros, and I have a very, very musical family on my father's side and my mother's side too, but my father's side was involved in the music business a bit in the 70s. My uncle was with Yigal Sadek, and they created some of the best songs out there.
Oh, wow.
And he came home from yeshiva and basically brought tons of songs home with him and taught them to the family. And then my father taught them to us. And throughout our childhood, my brothers and I literally would look forward to Friday night and Shabbos lunch and just sing away for hours. And I wanted to make a CD for the family in the beginning, just of these lyrics that we used to sing. Some of them you'll know, some of them are more famous than others, and some of them no one will know.
You went with the generally obscure route with a couple of them.
Well, there's so many in there in the Birkon, but I chose 10 just because it was an album of 10 songs.
Right.
I wanted to kind of bring something different in the sense that there are quite a few Samira CDs out there already as a separate entity albums. And I wanted to try and just bring a few zoomers that weren't.
Yeah, I
you might not have even noticed in the record, as well as the tunes, as well as the melodies.
Shim Kramer is with us. It's interesting on that point, by the way, about the choice. This is not one of those, you know, we've stuffed it with 150 different Shabbos songs type of Birkonim. I mean, there are classics, and there are, you know, again, what you might call, or I may have referred to as obscure, or a few others, and that's really about it.
Yeah, I mean, and also there's the idea was to try and just introduce new melodies that people, their old melodies were new melodies, but also to I wanted that the family feel that we had from back in the day, back in England. I wanted to get that out, so it's into an album that people could listen to.
Right.
And then the whole thing with Karin came about because and I said to myself, how am I going to be able to get this out to a wider audience when there are quite a few CDs out there already with Zemira.
Right.
And I actually knew Matthew Miller, who owns Karin. He's an amazing guy. He's just an incredible guy. And he used to live in England. And he actually sat in front of me in Shul when I was a kid. And when we got together, about 2-3 years ago, we were discussing, you know, just different ideas. And I said, well, I've got this Zemira's album that I wanted to try and make. And initially we thought, okay, that's a great idea. Why don't we start connecting? And this is a great new thing for Karin, hopefully, that they're going to connect musical accompaniments to the stuff they publish.
Right.
And this is kind of the first one. And he thought it was great to try and connect the two together. And then hopefully as a package, you know, it will be more of an interest in a sense for people to say, okay, if I want to buy Bill Connor, I want to listen to his mirrors at the same time, and put the two together.
And the English influence does not end there. Rabbi Sachs, of course, with the translation and commentary.
Yep.
Right. Yep. I should say with the introduction and translation, right?
Yeah. And thank God I have a very good relationship with Rabbi Sachs as well. So to have him involved as well and in the project and in the introduction was just amazing. And yeah, and the melodies and stuff, Yisrael Lang came on board. He's, you know, a legend in that kind of area of music. And it was just a very fun kind of process of making this album. It was so smooth running. It was just me, myself and Yisrael and the engineers and musicians, and we just, you know, it was just really fun. And you know, there's again the melodies that you'll know, some of them like the Shalom Aleichem that we open, we wanted to try and make it slightly different. We wanted to give it kind of a more kind of grandeur type arrangement. And what's interesting as well is I'm not sure, I could be wrong, I'm not sure if this one has ever been recorded, even though it's one we know.
I believe it has been recorded.
It has?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I will admit that the recording I think it's on is one of the most sought-after recordings that seem to be lost forever. Because a lot of people ask me about it, and we're never sure where to ever find it. So it's funny you say that.
So you haven't heard it, then? Or you have heard it?
Yeah, sure, I've heard
recording.
It.
Oh, I see. I mean, recording of it.
Yeah, I've heard a recording of it. I just, uh-huh. For some reason, I'm thinking that it's on one of those long-lost, you know, LPs from years ago. Anyway, Shimon Kramer's with, yeah. I'm sorry, yeah?
No, it's just that opening song starts with Yisrael Am as well. It's just...
All right, let's give a listen to it so people can understand what we're talking about here. This is a... and again, even in the category of traditional Shalom Aleichems, you could have chosen five of them, you know what I mean?
Yes. Again, this is a family favorite.
Right.
And the thing about this... And I try to infuse in the arrangement with Yisrael the way we used to sing it.
Right.
So it starts off with one voice, and two voices, and three voices, and four voices, and four voices in choir, and then four voices in Yisrael Am's orchestration to finish it off. And it's like a... It grows and grows and grows. And I just wanted to, you know, to take this song that we just love so much as a kid and just try and give it something else. And I think it's probably the best on the album in the sense of the way we used to sing it and how it came out.
CD is produced and performed by Shimon Kramer. He's with us. We're speaking to you with the cantor Shimon Kramer. Buy the book is the name of the segment. It's, of course, Koren Publishers. Go to korenpub.com. KorenPub.com, and we are highly recommending, and you should see the photos. We'll talk about that in a minute. The Koren Zimrat Haaretz Beer Cone with the CD. Shim Kramer is with us here at the Nachum Segal Network.
Mi melech malachei hamlochim ha-kodosh baruch hu Shalom aleichem malachei ha-shoreis malachei elyon Mi melech malachei hamlochim ha-kodosh baruch hu Shalom aleichem malachei ha-shoreis malachei elyon Mi melech malachei hamlochim ha-kodosh baruch hu Bo'achem le-shalom malachei ha-shalom malachei elyon Mi melech malachei hamlochim ha-kodosh baruch hu Bo'achem le-shalom malachei ha-shalom malachei elyon Mi melech malachei hamlochim ha-kodosh baruch hu Bo'achem le-shalom malachei ha-shalom malachei elyon
Part of the Shalom Aleichem that opens up the Koren Zimrat Haaretz Beer Cone CD with Cantor Shimon Kramer. I assume it's all a cappella, all the selections?
No, just that one.
Oh, is that the only one? That's fine.
And it's actually not even towards the end. There's this music that comes in. It just grows and grows. And then the whole orchestra comes in at the end. And
Thought you were specifically trying to give a Shabbos feel by going completely a cappella. The Koren Zimrat Haaretz Beer Cone, introduction and translation brought by Jonathan Sachs, CD produced and performed by Shimon Kramer, the photography by Yehoshua Levy. Now, you've seen it. I've not had a chance to sample some of the pages. Describe to the audience what the photos do for this incredible project.
Yeah, the photos are just beautiful. They complement whatever's written on the page. And it's just so beautifully done. And you look at these pictures and you read the words and you go into a different kind of feel. You feel what you're saying and you feel what you're singing, and just amazing, just beautiful. And and to have also what I wanted to add as well, that they have at the beginning and the contents, they have it differently highlighted for the song that's on the album. You can find pretty easily.
Oh, so that's why the table of contents looks the way it does.
Yeah. So that was very nicely done as well, and it's just. It's beautiful, and again, it's a nice present. I'm thinking, I'm hoping for people for Simchas and for times of the year, I'm sad that I think nowadays a lot of Zmiris singing at Shabbos tables is lost, and I wish we could try and bring that back and try and get people to listen to Zmiris again, because it really is. The highlight, one of the highlights of Shabbos, one of the highlights of the power of Shabbos.
Well, what do you mean by lost?
I'm not, I just feel like there are different types of Shabbos meals nowadays.
I see what you're saying. Somebody old school methods are lost.
Yeah, I feel like Shabbos singing is Shabbos table singing is kind of being left out of it now at Shabbos meals, and it's a shame. And I think it's really a special time for family, a special time for friends, and hopefully if we bring out some of the projects like this,
I'm just curious because of, obviously people don't use CDs on Shabbos. How is this packaged? Is it packaged together with these?
It's packaged, yes, it's packaged with it, so you have to be careful. But there's obviously a big notice on the back where the CD is, please take out before Shabbos.
it's literally in a sleeve as part of the book cover.
Yes, it's in the back of the book of the beer cone. Yes, and there's a picture of the family there, which is very nicely done as well. In our home, which is So that's what you have to do. You have to take it out before Shabbos, absolutely.
I'm glad I asked. All right, tell me about the Menucha V'Simcha that made it into the CD's final cut.
the Menucha v'Simcha is actually a kind of relative of the Menucha v'Simcha that we know.
Okay.
The one that's a famous one that was made famous, I think, by Yerach Neligan and the Manly Boys Choir. And it's actually a relative. It's actually a lot older than when that one came out, and it has a lot of connections in terms of sound to the Yerach Neligan one. And it's the one we used to sing. It's the one my uncle brought home, and it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. And interesting that I didn't choose to do the whole Ma'idudot, the whole Zemer. I just chose that phrase. Sorry, I'm thinking of something else. Sorry, that's a different song.
Right.
Menucha v'Simcha, yeah, I did do the whole thing. Sorry, yeah. And it's just, yeah. When I sing these songs, I listen to these songs. And what's been very heartfelt for myself as well is that my own family, my own kids, and they're listening to the songs on the CD, and to have them sing them with me Friday night and Shabbos lunch as well, it's just it's an amazing feeling. Trying to continue the tradition, you know, of my family, Samiris.
It must be an amazing feeling. Cantor Shem Kramer with us, Menucha v'Simcha. You are talking, we are speaking to him about the Koren Zimra Ta'aretz Bir Kohn with CD. Check it out, korenpub.com, korenpub.com. It is an amazing work, great photos, done very well, great introduction by the wonderful Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, and of course the CD with Cantor Shimon Kramer. This is Menucha v'Simcha, and you are listening to the Nachum Segal Network.
V'simcha, ola Yehudim, yom Shabboson, yom Achamaladim, shomrov v'zochro, heima meyidim, ki l'shisho. Kol meruim ve'yom edim Shemei shomayim Yeretz v'yamim Kol tzvom arom Gvoim v'romim Tanin v'yodom V'chayas riyem Kiva kol Hashem, Tzura Elohim. Hu ashedi ibel, liyam segul asol, shamahol lekatsho. Yaskol חיי עולם הבא.
Cantor Shem Kramer is responsible for the current Zimrat Haaretz Beer Cone CD, the musical CD that accompanies the Beer Cone. We're speaking to Cantor Shem Kramer. It's a segment we call By the Book here at the Nachum Segal Network with our friends at Koren Publications, korenpub.com, korenpub.com. And you have the opportunity not just to get the beautiful Beer Cone, but obviously to have that lovely CD as well. Doesn't it often? I mean, maybe you would say this about Jewish music in general, Shem, but it seems to me when it comes to Nusach, when it comes to Zmiros, when it comes to Kedusha, it seems like the possibilities are endless. You know what I mean? Like when you're working on your own album, for instance, you got the first 3-4 songs. You finally are happy when you get to 7 and 8. You know, you want to close it out and get to a good 9 and 10. It seems like the opposite when it comes to doing CDs and musical productions, based on our liturgy. It just seems like it's so endless. You're always wondering what not to record.
Yeah, and there was also kind of an order that I tried to keep. So, it starts off with Shalom Aleichem and ends with Mizmor LaDavid. So you kind of go through Friday night, a bit of Friday night, a bit of Shabbos day, and then Shabbos afternoon. So there is some order to it, but there's so much in between that I didn't use. And hopefully, if this is hopefully a success, please God, it will be, then maybe we'll do a second edition, with another set of songs.
Did you include any of the Saturday night Motzei Shabbos Zmiros?
I did not. I ended before Haggadah.
In your home, was there such a thing as Saturday night Motzei Shabbos Zmiros?
We did a Hamavdil.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't.
My
even...
uncle actually wrote Hamavdil.
Who wrote that? You said
my uncle, my dad's father wrote that.
Very nice.
So, he came home with and he wrote so many beautiful songs and I wrote one. Mizmor LaDavid is mine. I wrote a new Mizmor LaDavid. I just wanted to get one of my own compositions in there as well.
The Mizmor LaDavid that appears on this CD, you mean?
Yes, yeah. And also, there's also an opportunity to record with my kids. So, Ki Ashmara is actually a song that my father taught us. It wasn't from my uncle. My father taught us this song, and it sounds a bit like Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You know the Mary Poppins tune?
Yeah, we're familiar with it.
So, and my kids are in it, and it's very fun to sing, and a big hit in the house, and
You mean this one?
There you go.
There you have it. I said to myself, should we wrap up with the family Kieshmara or your Mizmor LaDavid? You see which one won out.
Absolutely.
I didn't think you'd mind at all.
Absolutely not. Thank you. No, it was a really fun song to make.
They do amazing work, Corin. I mean, you know it. You know it. They do amazing work. They do incredible things. So many things, whether it's tefillah, whether it's Shabbos and holidays, whether it's Talmudic work. So we had an opportunity recently to speak about their halachic series. I mean, just and the Tanakh and books on Jewish leadership and other key topics.
Amazing.
Really amazing.
I use the big siddur from, you know, my shul. I can't not use the siddur now. It's just easy to use. Very, very, very. It helps me with my burach. Helps me with my concentration, and it's just really beautiful.
We're using it by us as well. The Koren Zimrat Haaretz Birkon with CD, done by world-renowned cantor Shimon Kramer, is available. We recommend you go to Koren Publications, korenpub.com. Koren Publishers. korenpub.com. You will see it there under new releases. It is a great work. The photos are incredible. The CD, as you've heard during this segment, is wonderful. Cantor Shim Kramer, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck with this project.
Thank you so much, and thank you again to Koren for putting this together for me. Thank you.
There he is, the Koren Zimrat Haaretz Birkon with CD, and of course, that's the one and only Cantor Shim Kramer here at the Nachum Segal Network. I thank you for listening in. Go to korenpub.com. That's right. Go to korenpub.com for information about everything that they've got out there in the world of Koren Publishers. And check out the brand new Birkon and CD. You'll be glad you did. I thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Nachum Segal Network. ¶¶